A proposal to repeal three controversial toll roads is heading to the House floor for a vote. It's already been approved by the Senate. The bill still contains projects to extend US 19, and the Florida Turnpike and environmentalists have concerns. I'm Robbie Gaffney. In 2019, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law a program that would build three new toll roads. They would connect Citrus to Jefferson County, Collier to Polk County, and extend the Florida Turnpike northwest of the Suncoast Parkway. Due to budget restraints caused by the coronavirus pandemic, lawmakers have been rethinking that plan. Stewart Republican Senator Gail Harrell is one of them.
One of the things that I really believe that is both a policy and a budget issue is MCORS. And while the goals of the MCORS legislation was bold and really forethinking, we need to really look at the long-term and short-term goals and priorities of the state of Florida.
Harrell's repeal bill would still pave the way for other roadway projects, such as connecting I-10 in Madison County to US 19 in the Suncoast Parkway. It would also extend the Florida Turnpike as determined by the Florida Department of Transportation. Audubon Florida's Beth Alvey is in support of Harrell's bill after an amendment made it so that the Florida Department of Transportation would have to take into consideration guidance and recommendations from task forces that evaluated the MCORS project.
So when the task forces were meeting much of last year, looking at how these the areas where these toll roads may need to go in, they came up with really protective language that DOT and the Turnpike Authority would need to follow if these roads were ever built.
Alvey says that includes avoiding certain sensitive areas like spring sheds, wetlands, and coastal lands that may be impacted by sea level rise.
It also said that, allow for provisions of robust wildlife crossings where roads would intersect with important wildlife corridors. And all of these things, the task DOT would need to follow to the greatest or maximum extent practicable.
The amendment was also supported by the advocacy group 1000 Friends of Florida. Its president, Paul Owens, served on one of the MCORS task forces.
The MCORS highways, as originally authorized a couple of years ago, would have gone through some of the most environmentally sensitive areas in Florida. For the southwest to central road, that was going straight through panther habitat.
But Owen says now Harrell's bill is a step in the right direction.
There seems to be an emphasis in this bill on upgrading existing highways rather than moving into undeveloped land, open land, so-called greenfields. So the potential negative impact is less probably from this approach. But it's still something to be very aware of and try to guard against.
Both Owens and Alvey hope if the bill passes, the Florida Department of Transportation will follow the task force recommendations closely. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.